Yo, what's cracking, guys? You read that title correctly. This woman is addicted to big boobs. Same. I think the thumbnail was a chick with huge elephant-sized tits. That's when it's too much, but I'd still take it. My guess is this is the chick who's addicted to plastic surgery. I need a little bit of a break from 90 Day Fiancé. And everybody loves tits. Even gay dudes and women just love a nice pair of tits, you know what I'm saying? We can all appreciate it. I have a feeling this is gonna ruin porn for an hour for me. Let's find out. Oh, she's in Michigan. Close. Great. Surprised I don't feel the gravitational pull of these tits. Big calves. Wonder how she got those. All that fucking extra weight up top. I'm making a lot of assumptions before I see her, but I saw the thumbnail, you know. Foxy, 45, addicted to large breasts. Wow, that's exactly what I'm looking for. That's crazy. You could literally just change Foxy to Mark and people would be like, oh, that checks out. Show us the fucking tits!
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Could I try a size in one of the jean jackets with the bling on it?
Yeah, what size would you like?
Either a small or a medium. I'm not sure.
Did you guys see a little blip of tit right there? No fucking way, dude. I also like how they're filming this like we're in the wild. I mean, they are just documenting a cougar.
Okay, for sure. The fitting room's all set.
Okay. Clothing shopping is the hardest thing on the planet.
Does that accent come from Canada? I don't like that one fucking bit, America! Also, stop blue ballsing me! This is a long clip! I demand titties!
I cannot fit in normal clothes now. Oh my god, it fits! I'm so happy!
Whoa, dude. That was me trying to fit her boob in my mouth. Jesus Christ! That's how I want to die. Suffocate me with those.
Looks good.
It totally works. It fits on top and bottom.
You look great.
In what reality does she look great? Oh my god. I almost said this doesn't even look real, but it's not. This is how I would draw women in middle school.
And it fits on bottom.
You look great.
It's a perfect fit.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it before.
Definitely have different customers coming in.
Yeah, her tits weigh as much as both of you combined.
So it's really fun working with her.
It's like, it can work with everything.
I'm glad you like this. It.
Me too.
It's like really comfy. I love it.
I just want to hit him, you know, like with a car.
Hey, Foxy, I'm going to put a mic on you real quick.
Okay.
Just try to drop this down right here.
Somebody's chubbed up, guaranteed, dropping that fucking thing into that canyon. She's wearing a jacket, buddy. You could have latched it onto there, you know what I'm saying? But we know what he's here for. He knows what time it is. Hey, you made him this big. I'm going to utilize him, okay? Am I supposed to pretend like they're not there?
And just put this through. Yeah, this could be maybe a bit of a challenge.
Let me know if you catch anything.
Okay.
This is kind of hot. This guy's like, finally, being an audio engineer has paid off. I'm almost touching a woman.
I'm just going to stick this right here.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Foxy.
My name is Foxy, and I am addicted to really, really big boobs.
Her name Foxy. It's like a chicken or the egg type thing. Like, what came first? You name your daughter Foxy? Gonna be a whore. Sorry. Why would you ever do that? It's a stripper name.
Some people think I'm either from California, that I could be from Vegas because I'm showy or flashy.
Or from outer space? Like, oh, those were the Chinese balloons we shot down.
But no, I am from Detroit, Michigan.
Why are you saying that like that's the most interesting thing about you? Yeah, okay, you have a problem in Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, there's something in the water. Like, she's gonna tell somebody, I'm from Michigan, and they're gonna be like, okay, what about the tits?
I stick out like a fish out of water, but I'm out of place everywhere I go.
No, you're not like a fish out of water. You're like a fish that jumped onto a boat that has tits. That's exactly how we're viewing you. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, we've never seen tits before. Like, imagine if you caught a fish that had perfect breasts. You'd be like, I'm gonna fuck this thing.
Today I'm here antique shopping. I'm super excited. This is one of my favorite things to do.
How have they not just fallen off? You know, what is her bra made out of? Cables from a bridge? Jesus Christ. I need to know how big her nipples are. I feel like they're cartoonishly big. They're just the same size and shape of a fucking MacBook. That's the only time you can constantly knock into things, and it's okay if you're like, sorry, it was my gargantuan tits. Nobody's gonna be mad. Quit bumping into me with your tits, goddammit! On a plane, you think she's kicking your seat, but it's just her fat fucking tits.
That happens a lot.
What the fuck are you in here for? On the window, it says antiques. Are you looking for a steam-powered fuck machine?
I seem to always bump into everything. You've heard the expression, a bowl in a china shop. It's kind of like boobs in a china shop.
Oh no, it's over. That's how they fucking ended it? Letting her tell a little joke? That was funny. Write that one down. I like how she was walking around like she is blind, you know? Like she's not aware of the circumference of her tits. But like I said in the beginning, she has a gravitational pull, so maybe that thing fell into her. I'm so high that I just thought, like, maybe she's like an AI robot and those tits are just nukes. Who would check for that? Just China gets a little mouthy and she just fucking... We'd all be like, oh, okay. I thought it was daddy issues. This wasn't long enough. I'd like to see more for three reasons. The third reason is I want to know how fucked up mentally she is. You know, like, why? How did it start? Do you have to work your way up to this? Is it like gauges for earrings? You can't just go full mammoth tits, can you? Because I fucking will. Comment down below what you guys think of this. I love boobs so much, but these, not so much. When they're the size of a small human, not into it, seems like it would be more of a problem, you know? And it's not a good problem to have. Imagine when she's like in a home when she's 80 years old with those tits. She's gonna be a fun grandma. Comment down below what you guys think. And thank you so much for watching and listening everywhere, guys. I appreciate you so fucking much. Yo, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel, I actually have a Patreon with a Patreon podcast on patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. That's the best way to directly support because YouTube fucking hates swears. This is probably gonna get age restricted, to be honest with you. Even though TLC's wasn't. I can almost promise you they'll age restrict mine, which means it'll be shown to vastly less people and will make zero money. But also, TLC loves to copyright claim almost all of my videos. They only make $120,000 a month, so I get why they have to take my revenue, you know? How are they gonna pay for this girl's tits? So like I said, if I've ever made you laugh and you want to help support this channel and fight back against YouTube's cute little swear policy and TLC copyright claiming the shit out of my tight little sweetness, Patreon.com/wineboxpoppy. But if you can or don't want to, I totally understand. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let's keep that algorithm going, baby. Let's hit 100K by the end of the year. We're going to do it. I fucking love you guys. Mwah.